pandemic-era rule is ending. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The CDC says Title 42, which expels many asylum seekers to help prevent the spread of COVID, will end May 23rd. It started under the Trump administration. Former Vice President Mike Pence telling Fox News repealing it is a mistake with a surge already underway.
It really is a disgrace that the administration would literally take us from the frying pan to the fire. We're a crisis on the southern border, and now they're intent next month on making it even worse.
The Biden administration says it's a CDC decision and that it has a strategy in place to manage an increase in migrants. A bill to decriminalize marijuana passes the U.S. House. Again,
for the second time in 2 years, in a mostly party line vote, the House advanced a bill taking marijuana off the federal list of controlled substances.
Congress has been out of step on this issue. It's called cultural lag. We're finally coming around.
Tennessee Democrat Steve Cohen says the bill gets the federal government out of the way of states legalizing pot. Many Republicans, like Georgia's Buddy Carter, say descheduling marijuana sends the wrong message.
Marijuana is nothing more than a gateway drug. It leads to other, harder drugs.
Senate Democrats are pledging a vote, but it likely lacks the 60 votes needed there to advance.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. Earlier, a moment of silence in the House to honor Capitol Police Officer Billy Evans, who was killed 1 year ago tomorrow when a man rammed a barricade with his car. An Alabama man who had a car full of weapons, including homemade explosives, parked near the Capitol on the day of the Capitol riot, is sentenced to nearly 4 years in prison. 72-year-old Lonnie Leroy Kaufman pleaded guilty in November to local and federal firearms charges. America is listening to Fox News.
Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
State investigators in Florida are getting outside help in their probe of a boy's death on an amusement park ride in Orlando.
We have hired a forensic engineer with Quest Engineering and Failure Analysis, specifically to assist with this investigation.
Florida Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried says the Icon Freefall ride met safety guidelines for opening in December. A 14-year-old boy who may have been over the ride's weight limit fell to his death last week. President Biden pledging to keep working on bringing down inflation. He blames largely on Russia's president.
Putin's invasion of Ukraine has driven up gas prices and food prices all over the world.
But he's also insisting again that his economic policies are working after today's jobs report. 431,000 created in March, the unemployment rate falling to 3.6%. New vehicles sold in the U.S. will have to average 40 miles a gallon beginning 4 years from now in 2026 under new government rules. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is undoing President Trump's rollback to 28 miles per gallon. Some environmental groups say the new rules aren't tough enough. Ford issues two recalls covering more than 700,000 vehicles, some for potential oil leaks, others for the trailer braking system.
The oil leak recall includes the 2020 through 2022 Ford Escape SUV, 2021 and 22 Bronco Sport SUV. A housing can crack, which can create a fire hazard. As for the trailer braking recall, a software error can stop trailers from braking, increasing the risk of a crash. Affected are F-150 pickups from 2021 and 22, the 2022 F-250, 350, 450, and 550. Also covered are the 2022 Maverick pickup and Ford Expedition and Lincoln Navigator SUVs.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Stocks turning higher. The Dow's up 43 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.